thank you. We bless you this afternoon. We give you praise. We give you glory. We declare there is none like you. You are our Father. You are our Lord. We humble ourselves before you, King of glory, that you may speak to us this afternoon. We give our hearts unto your will in the name of Jesus Christ. May you build our inner man in the name of the Lord. Father, we love you. We declare there is no other God like you in the name of Jesus. We have gathered here for one reason, that you may speak to us, Lord. You may change our lives. You may transform us and make us whole in the name of the Lord.
We love
you, Father. We declare there is none like you, Lord. Come and pass in this place and minister to us,
yes,
Lord, and bless us in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you have appointed such a time that you may bless us, Father. And we declare there is none like you in the name of the Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Bishop Pambua.
Praise the Lord. Let us try Chichu. We have made a song of a song of David. We want to give God praise this time. Because God is God. The Bible says he is from everlasting to everlasting. And when he assembled his people and his children together, he assembled them for a purpose. Thank God for the man of God, the shepherd of this place.
And of
allowing us allowing us to be here is a blessing, as an honor, and it's a blessing
from
the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank all your friends whom we have known for some time. And they are just simple men of God, they are just vessels of God. They just speak what the Lord has put in their spirits.
Wow, wanazungumza kile ambacho Mungu ameweka ndani ya roho zao.
When I just I feel the spirit of all the that flow, that anointing in the house, and I feel worship the Lord.
Wakati ambapo niliingia hapa nilisikia kuna ile roho mtiririko wa roho kuabudu katika nyumba hii.
You know, many times we are moved by equipment, but now because there is no power, we are not moved by equipment. It's from within out, the kingdom within, working outside.
Wakati mwingine tu wengine wetu tunaongoshwa na vyombo vya sauti, lakini kile ambacho kinajalisha sana ni ufalme ambaye uko ndani yetu.
And when that kingdom is working from within now, things are never the same again.
Na wakati ufalme huo unafanya kazi ndani yetu, mambo hayawi sawa tena.
When Christ came, he never came talking about the many things. He came talking about the kingdom.
Yesu Kristo alipokuja hakuja kuzungumza mambo mengi, lakini alikuja kuzungumza juu ya ufalme.
And the kingdom which was lost when he came to die, because Bible says he was slain, before the foundation of the world began.
Na unakuta kwamba ule ufalme alikuja kurejesha, ndio maana alisurudiwa tangia pale mwanzo.
So that he may restore the lost kingdom.
Ili kwamba akafanya pakawa na ufalme.
So that he may take dominion over all issues.
Ili akapate usultani juu ya mambo yote.
And we are the people.
Na sisi ndio watu.
Take dominion.
Ambaye tunachukua utawala.
Over the issues in this world.
Juu ya mambo hapa duniani.
Nothing is happening.
Hakuna kitu na
jina. Nothing will happen.
Hakuna kitu
cha unless the church take charge of the issue of this world.
Isipokuwa kanisa lichukue utawala juu ya ulimwengu.
Praise the Lord. The matters of the world today.
Mambo ya ulimwengu wa leo.
They are not going to control all be judged by the politicians. The politicians only do it. We are the people. We are the channel.
Hayataamuliwa wala kutawaliwa na wanasiasa ama ulimwengu, lakini sisi ndiye mtandao ambao wa mabadiliko.
We are the channel.
Sisi ndiye mtandao.
The enemy has another channel, but we are the channel for God to bring changes, to make the kingdom is going to be his kingdom.
Adui siye kifaa ama chomba ambacho kitatumika kubadilisha ama kuleta mabadiliko. Sisi ndiye vifaa ambavyo kitatumika kuleta ufalme huu.
So being there at a time like this,
kwa hiyo kuwa pale pale kwa wakati kama huu,
you are blessed.
Umebarikiwa sana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
And you are special.
Na wewe ni special.
And you are worthy.
Wewe unastahili.
The men of old.
Watu wa kale.
They desire to see this day we are living in.
Walitamani kuona nyakati hizi ambazo tunaishi.
But they were not able.
Wala hawakuweza.
But we ourselves.
Ila sisi wenyewe.
The honor.
Tuna heshima.
To be leader at a time like this.
Tumeheshimika kuishi wakati kama huu.
So this day.
Wakati huu.
I want just to. What should Lord get? And then from there, I welcome the, our brethren to share what the Lord has put in their life, the time we have today.
Taka tumabudu Bwana, kukambia lakisha badai, kwa mda huto, wakaribisha tulisho Mungu ambaye tukona kumudia nasi siku ya leo.
Amen.
Amen.
You guys are watching some of this, so.
Tusimame, tuweze kumabudu Bwana. Nani kama wewe, Bwana?
Father, as we share your word and as you visit us, Lord, we surrender ourselves unto you.
Baba, tunaposhiriki neno lako kwa kupitia watumishi wako, tunajiachilia kwako.
Minister to us.
Tuhudumie.
And do as you wish in our life.
Na utende kama upendavyo ndani ya
maisha. I pray for your rema one, O King of Glory, the word which we align itself with you, O King of Kings.
Nena, ama naomba neno la wakati ambalo litaambatana pamoja na wewe mfalme wa falme.
That we may receive and know what you are saying and to us at like
that. Tukakuone, tukajue kile ambacho unasema kwa wakati kama huu.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Katika jina la Yesu naomba na kuamini.
Amen.
Can
be seated.
Naweza keti.
At this time,
wakati huu,
as I was saying, I don't know how far much behind.
Naomba jamini tulio mbali kule sana, tusongee mbele kidogo.
Once you come, my friend,
tukaribisha rafiki yangu,
Dr. Kijoke,
Daktari Kijoke,
the doctor by by profession.
Ni daktari katika taaluma.
Who is the team leader from Asia to show? Shall I throw it forward? Can you clap for him as a
Bwana asifiwe sana.
Amen.
Amen. Mungu akubariki.
Asante sana.
Amen. We are happy to be here.
Nimefurahi kuwa hapa siku ya leo.
Before I go on,
kabla sijaendelea,
I'm going to introduce the other brethren.
Nataka kuwatangulia kwa kujulisha wapendwa wao wengine.
Who are part of the team?
Ambao ni sehemu ya timu ile tuko nayo.
That God that we're able to come to Kenya.
We've
been traveling for some time.
Wamekuwa kitembea kwa muda.
Through different parts of Africa.
Kupitia mingi Africa.
God has given us a commission for the church in Africa.
Mungu ametupea jukumu ya kanisa.
And as long as He gives us grace.
Akitupea neema.
We intend to go to as many places as possible.
Tutaenda mahali kwingi iwezekanavyo kwa neema za Bwana.
Because the time is short.
Sababu muda ni mfupi.
We have an urgent word from the Lord.
Kuna jambo neno la dharura ambalo Mungu ametupea.
So we're happy that you have been able to come. Despite the holiday, you've taken our time to come. Over the weekend, we had meetings in Nairobi. And we only finished yesterday. To come today. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask Brother Ebere to come and just
to
greet the brethren.
Amen.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amen. My name is Ebere.
Yo, majina yake?
I'm a lawyer by profession.
Yeye ni lawyer kwa hiyo kazi, taaluma yeye ni lawyer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the minister of the gospel.
Na yeye ni mhudumu wa injili.
We thank God for the privilege to be here with you.
Ni furaha kuwa hapa nanyi.
You are very important to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not very easy to come here.
See,
it costs quite a lot to come here. But you are very important to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why He takes all the trouble to bring His word to you. You must know how important you are to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has something in His heart for you.
And
I don't want you to open up your heart. You will discover God's plans for you. And find out how you can fit into that plan. So that the very reason why you are created, you will know it and fulfill it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I come from a part of Nigeria, the southeastern part of Nigeria. A town called Owerri. So I bring you greetings from the brethren in Owerri. And from my family too. God bless you all.
Bwana
abariki
sana.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My name is Uwak.
Yake ni Uwak.
It's a privilege to be here with you today. I'm an engineer by profession. But a witness to this thing God is doing, this our age now. I think this is one of those trips I've had that I've really been touched in a great way. And if nothing else, it gives me a lot of insight to what God is about to do and is doing now.
Lakini,
I I tell you, it's a privilege to be alive at this time. If nothing else, you really have to key in yourself to what God is doing. Because all these things, I mean, you will come to a point where you see that there's only one ruler in the whole kingdom of man. And that's God. And there's nobody else. Everything that we see is going to come to an abrupt end not too long from now. And you see that at the end of the day, one kingdom will overrule, will take over everything else. So count yourself very blessed and privileged to be here to hear this. And like my brother said, open your hearts to hear what God is saying. And I can assure you that your life will be changed. Your life won't be the same again. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
I pray that God's will may be done in this time that we share fellowship together. Amen.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. As Brother Paul said, I work in the university. As a doctor. And I also teach in the medical school. Amen. And we're happy to be here. We don't have much time. We wish we had more time. So I was asking Brother Paul, how much time do we have? Okay, and he said, well, maybe 2 to 3 hours. We'll try to see how much we can go.
We normally finish the lunch at Sanan. So that is 2.
Okay.
I think because we are late, we can go to 2:30 because it's a holiday.
Okay. So what's the time now?
1:40.
Okay. I want to talk to you from Revelation, the book of Revelation. Revelation 12 and 13.
12, 13.
So you can read from verse 1. From verse 1 to 12. Verse 1 from 12. Verse chapter 12, verse 1 to 12.
Okay. Sura ya 12 mstari wa kwanza mpaka 12. Nani anaweza kusema kitu mazuri?
Nasome. Nasema na ishara kuu ilionekana mbinguni. Mwanamke aliyevikwa jua na mwezi ulikuwa chini ya miguu yake, na juu ya kichwa chake taji ya nyota 12. Naye alikuwa ana miba akilia hali ana utungu na kuumwa katika kuzaa. Ikaonekana ishara nyingine mbinguni, na tazama joka kubwa jekundu alikuwa na vichwa saba na pembe 10, na juu ya vichwa vyake vilemba saba. Sura ine, na mkia wake wakokota theluthi ya nyota za mbinguni na kuziangusha katika inchi. Na yule joka akasimama mbele ya yule mwanamke aliye tayari kuzaa, ili azaapo amle mtoto wake. Naye akazaa mtoto mwanamume, yeye atakaye wachunga mataifa yote kwa fimbo ya chuma. Na mtoto wake akanyakuliwa hata kwa Mungu na kwa kiti chake cha enzi. Sura 6, yule mwanamke akakimbilia nyikani, ambapo ana mahali palipotengenezwa na Mungu ili wamulishe huko muda wa siku 1260. Mstari wa saba, kulikuwa na vita mbinguni, Mikaeli na malaika zake wakipigana na yule joka. Yule joka naye akapigana nao pamoja na malaika zake, nao hawakushinda, wala mahali pao hapaa kuonekana tena mbinguni. Mstari wa tisa, yule joka akatukwa, yule mkubwa nyoka wa zamani aitwaye Ibilisi na Shetani au audanganyaye ulimwengu wote, akatukwa hata nchi na malaika zake wakatukwa pamoja naye. Mstari wa kumi, nikasikia sauti kuu mbinguni ikisema, sasa kumekuwa wokovu na nguvu na ufalme wa Mungu wetu na mamlaka ya Kristo wake, kwa maana ametupwa chini mshtaki wa ndugu zetu, yeye awashtakie mbele za Mungu wetu mchana na usiku. Nao wakamshinda kwa damu ya mwanakondoo na kwa neno la ushuhuda wao, ambao hawakupenda maisha yao hata kufa. Kwa hiyo shangilieni enyi mbingu, nanyi mkaao humo, ole wa inchi na bahari, kwa maana yule Ibilisi ameshuka kwenu mwenye ghadhabu nyingi, akijua ya kuwa ana wakati mchache tu.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. This story shows us what is happening in the church.
Inatuonyesha kile kinaendelea katika kanisa siku ya leo.
And it says there is war.
Inasema kuna vita.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says there was war in heaven.
Yes, na kulikuwa vita.
I don't know how many of us who know that there is something happening in the heavens.
Nani anajua kama kuna kitu inaendelea katika ulimwengu wa kiroho, katika ulimwengu wa mbingu?
But we find that the church is not ready for what is happening and what is about to happen.
Tunatambua kanisa haiko tayari kwa kile kinaendelea size na kile kiko karibu kutendeka.
Many people in the church have different motives of being in the church.
Watu wengi katika mwili wa Kristo wako na pande kwa nia tofauti tofauti.
I don't know why you are here today.
Si kwa nini wewe uko katika kanisa siku ya leo? Kwa nini wewe uko hapa siku ya leo?
I see many young people.
Naona watu wengine vijana.
Which is very good.
Ambao ni jambo ambalo la maana.
But the question is, why are you here?
Na jambo ni kwamba kwa nini mimi na wewe tuko hapa?
The Bible says there was war in heaven.
Biashara kulikuwa vita mbinguni.
For a long time the church has been operating outside of the will of God.
Mara mingi kanisa ilikuwa ikifanya kazi nje ya mapenzi ya Mungu.
And while that is going on, the devil has been having victory in the church.
Shetani amekuwa akipiga vita, anatuingiza sisi wenyewe.
Because we don't know who we are.
Lakini kwa sababu hatujui sisi ni kina nani.
It was like the time when Jesus came to the earth. When Jesus was born.
Wakati Yesu alizaliwa,
he made the religious people.
Alitana watu wa kidini.
He made the Pharisees.
Akapata Wafarisayo.
He made the Sadducees.
Akapata Wasadukayo.
He made the lawyers.
Akapata wanasheria.
Many of them going to the temple.
Wengi wakienda katika hekalu.
For them it was a custom.
Kwao ilikuwa desturi.
It was normal to go to the temple.
Ilikuwa ni jambo la kawaida kwenda kwa hekalu.
It's like this time they say it is the time of Easter.
Wakati wakati ya Pasaka.
And you know the church has these programs.
Kanisa iko na mipangilio yake vile tunafanya siku ya Pasaka.
But when Jesus was there,
wakati Yesu alikuwa pale,
they also had their programs.
Walikuwa na mipangilio yao pia.
But Jesus came with something different.
Lakini Yesu alikuwa na jambo tofauti.
And many of the people in the temple at that time did not recognize what God was doing.
Na wale walikuwa kwa hekalu wakati hawakutambua ni nini aswa Kristo alileta ama nini aswa Kristo alikuwa anafanya.
And that is what is happening now.
Na hivyo ndivyo ilivyo siku ya leo.
That many people in the church do not recognize what God is doing.
Watu wengi hawajui ni nini Mungu anafanya.
So they began to persecute Jesus.
Wakaanza kuteza Kristo.
They began to resist what God was doing.
Wakaanza kupinga yale Mungu alikuwa anafanya.
And that is what is also happening today.
Na hivyo ndivyo ilivyo siku ya leo.
That many people are in the church for what they can get.
Watu wengi wako kanisani kwa yale wanaweza pata.
I want to tell you that we're not here to give you money.
Oh,
huh? We're not here to give you money. We're not here to teach you how to become a rich man. We're not brought prosperity to you in quotes. But we're bringing the kingdom of God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. Paul said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. But it's in righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. The question is, what is the kingdom of God? The Bible says when Jesus came, he began to preach the kingdom of God. The Bible makes us understand that there are two kingdoms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are two kingdoms. It doesn't matter whether you are in the church or you are not in the church. Many people in the church will go to hell. Many churchgoers are on their way to hell. Because they do not understand what God is talking about. This is not about giving God 10 shillings and he gives you 100 shillings. The kingdom of God is not that you are poor, then God makes you rich. It's not that you are hungry and God gives you food. It's not that you are sick and God comes to heal you. It's not about you don't have a job, then God gives you a job. It's not about not having a wife, then God gives you a wife. Or you are looking for children, then God gives you children. The kingdom of God is much more serious. And many people are in the broad way. Jesus said there is a broad way that leads unto destruction. And there are many that are going that way. He was talking to people in the church. He said, few is in the way. Are those that follow the way to life. There is a broad way. There is a narrow way. I say few that will walk in it. Are you part of that few? Or are you part of the crowd that is going? It says there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. When God sent Paul in Acts chapter 26, he said, I'm sending you to the Gentiles. I give you a commission to the Gentiles to go and open their eyes. Was God saying that all the Gentiles were blind?
Yes.
Well, God saying that all of them were blind, they were walking in darkness. Was God talking about physical darkness or spiritual darkness? When Paul got to Ephesus, when he went to Corinth, did the Bible say they were physically blind? But God said that those people were blind. So God, he was talking about a spiritual condition. He says, go and open their eyes and take them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So God will say something. What determines where you are is the state of your heart. What determines where you are with God is what is happening inside you. It doesn't depend on what you are wearing. whether you have eaten or you have not eaten. It doesn't depend where you live. It doesn't depend whether you have gone to school or you have not gone to school. It depends on your heart. The Bible says that man looks on the outward, but God looks on the inward. God looks on the inside. And in Luke chapter 17, 21, Jesus said that in that day many will come. Jesus said that in that day many will come. They will say the kingdom of God is there. They will say that Christ is in the desert. Say that he is in this hall. He says, do not go after them. For the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Say the kingdom of God is within you. Have you read it in your Bible before? Say the kingdom of God is within you. So when God sent Paul to God, any man that is sent of God, withdraw your attention to the kingdom of God. Because Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God has come. And that's what we are reading in Revelation 12. That the kingdom of God is coming. Before the kingdom of God can come, there's going to be a war. And that war is within you. Many people are looking at the physical war. I was there a few years ago. I knew there was something here that happened. After the elections, that was just something physical. But the origin was within. And that problem was in the church. The church divided. Based on tribe. This one say I'm in this tribe. This one say I'm in this tribe. Brother rose against brother. Pastor rose against pastor. You know? And began to kill one another. There's a problem inside the heart. And that is where the kingdom is. And that is what God is talking of. God is not interested on the physical. Because the kingdom is within. And the devil knows that the kingdom is within. And he's setting up his kingdom in the heart. So what we have seen is that the hold of the devil within the heart is stronger than the religion that we find in the church. God said that these people, they worship me with their mouth, but their heart is far away. The elders of Israel, they came before God. Just like you have come. So we want to hear the word of the Lord. They came to Ezekiel. Tell us the word of God. God said, look, God said, let me show you something. Say that these people, they come to me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. There is another kingdom within their hearts. Physically, they are in church, but within them, it's another kingdom. And I'm telling you that God is very clear what he wants. And that is why God has sent us. To tell you that God is not interested in religion. He is not interested in ceremonies. He is looking at those who will worship him from within. The Bible says the sacrifices of God is a broken and a contrite heart. Have you read that in your Bible before? Psalm 51. Say the sacrifice God is looking for is the condition of your heart. Because that's where God is measuring his kingdom. And that is where the devil has gone to set up his own kingdom. Inside the heart. And that is what God is interested in. Many people in the church are distracted. But I have news for you. That God's standard is not man's standard. God's standard is not even your pastor's standard. God's standard is not even my own standard. See that God is not a respecter of anybody. God's standard is clear. So the standard of God standeth sure. So let every man that naming the name of God depart from
iniquity.
We are talking of iniquity in the heart. We are talking about the kingdom of God within. Now you may wonder, why is God interested in the heart? Why is God not interested in all the physical things you do? The rich man brought a big offering. And the poor woman brought a little offering. You know what God said? God said, this rich man is wasting his time. I'm not interested in all this. Sure. See that poor woman. She gave a little money. With that little offering, God said it was greater than what that man gave. Do you understand what God is saying? Because God was looking at the heart. God was looking at the motive. God was saying the offering is the offering of the heart. Why is God interested in this inward offering? Why is he saying that it's more important than these physical offerings? In Jeremiah 31, you can find the answer. So let's go and read it. Very quickly, we don't have much time.
Atuna wakati mwingi.
Jeremiah 31:31 is a scripture I think you shouldn't forget. So can you read from verse 31 to 34? Jeremiah 31 to 34.
Angalia siku zinakuja, asema Bwana, tutakapofanya agano jipya na nyumba ya Israeli, nyumba ya Yuda. Si kwa mfano agano lile nilofanya na baba zao katika siku ile nilipowashika mkono ili kuwatoa katika nchi ya Misri, ambalo agano langu hilo walilivunja. Ingawa nilikuwa mume kwao, asema Bwana. Bali agano hili ndilo nitakalofanya na nyumba ya Israeli baada ya siku zile, asema Bwana. Nitatia sheria yangu ndani yao na katika mioyo yao nitaiandika, nami nitakuwa Mungu wao na watakuwa watu wangu. Wala hawatamfundisha kila mtu jirani yake na kila mtu ndugu yake wakisema, mjue Bwana, kwa maana watanijua wote, tangu mtu aliye mdogo miongoni mwao hata aliye mkubwa miongoni mwao, asema Bwana, maana nitausamehe uovu wao, wala dhambi yao sitaikumbuka tena.
34. Okay, good. So this scripture is very clear. And if you a student of the Bible, you will know that this scripture was quoted in Hebrews. Was quoted in Hebrews chapter
8.
In 9 and in 10. God said he will do something new. And we're here to remind you that God is doing something new. We're here to remind you that God is doing something new. We have to tell you that God's order of worship has changed. That the church is now in a transition. And you don't have much time to make this change. Says, I'm taking away the old. I'm going to bring the new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
During the Old Testament, there are some people who were living the life of the New Testament. They were living ahead of their time. People like David. The form of worship he brought was a worship that was a pattern of the New Testament. And that's how it is also. That in the time of the New Testament, many people in the church are living in the old. If you walk in the old when you should be walking in the new, you will miss God. You are going to miss God. You are going to suffer loss. Because God has a measurement. You will not measure up. You will not measure up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I'm taking away the old. I'm bringing in the new. That's why he sent Paul. Go and open their eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And bring them into this new kingdom. In this new testament,
he
says, I will put the law in your mind. God is interested in your mind. God is interested in your emotions. God is interested in your desires. God is interested in your will. Say, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and lose his soul? What was he saying? He said your soul is the most important thing. He said the soul that sinned it shall die. So we are not of those who draw back to perdition. Peter said we are of those who press on to the saving of the soul. The New Testament is about saving the soul. Because in the New Testament, you are the temple. In the New Testament, you are the dwelling place of God. In the Old Testament, was a physical building. We need a place to worship. So it's good to have a good place to worship. But this place is not the temple of God. This one you're building is not the temple of God. It's just a comfortable place to worship. So you can have some comfort when you're worshiping. You
are the temple of God.
Wewe ndio hekalu la Mungu.
Amen. You are the temple of God.
Wewe ndio hekalu la Mungu.
Many of us are not aware. Many of us were not aware.
What when we go to do?
In Revelation chapter 11.
Ufunuo 11.
Verse 1 to 2.
Moya mpaka 2.
See that God sent an angel to the temple.
Mbiyeba na Mungu akatuma malaika kwa hekalu.
See, go and measure.
Kawambe enda ukapime.
See, go and measure the temple.
Enda ukapime hekalu.
And those who worship in it.
Na wale wanaabudua pale ukapime wao.
I want to tell you, God is measuring you.
Moya mpaka Mungu ana kazi ya kupima.
God is measuring your worship.
Anapima kwa kutu kwangu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, go and measure the temple.
And upime hekalu.
And those who worship in it.
Na wale wanaabudu ndani ya hekalu.
There is a measurement. God is
faithful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't measure up,
akao mkiki pimo kile,
you suffer loss.
Unapoteza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the New Testament,
katika agano jipya,
you are the temple.
Wewe ndio hekalu.
They came to Jesus.
Wakaja kwa Yesu.
And they were asking him, what great thing do you do? Show us the great and mighty works that you are doing. Jesus said, destroy this temple. Say, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, in 3 days I'm going to raise it up.
Siku tatu nitainua.
You find that in John chapter 2.
John sura ya pili.
But the Bible says he spoke of the temple of his body.
Alikuwa anaongea kuhusu hekalu la mwili.
Jesus knew that he was the temple of God.
Yes, you are near the hekalu.
Jesus knew that in this New Testament,
yes,
the law must be inside your heart.
Bwana lazima awe ndani ya moyo wako.
In the Old Testament, that law was written on the table. But in the New Testament, the law must be written on your heart. Say, I will put it inside. In Psalm 51, the Bible says, God designs truth in the inward part. So because of it, he says, God, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a new heart. Is that your prayer? What is the desire in your heart? You want prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you looking for? Are you seeking for prosperity? Or you are seeking for the kingdom of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said some people will go to hell. Very healthy. Very healthy. But it's better for you to go into life with one leg than to go to hell healed. A doctor. A doctor. A lawyer.
Lawyer.
A married woman. You have everything in life. But your soul has not been saved. You did not prepare yourself as God's dwelling place. There is something that God is doing in the church today. And that's what we came to tell you.
Na hiyo ndio tumekuja kuwaambia.
That God is moving in his church again.
Mungu anatembea ndani ya kanisa tena.
You know, he had to go to the temple.
Alikuwa anakwenda hekalu.
He had to drive away the money changers.
Alidorosha jamaa wa mahongo baada ya kuambia tokeni.
He went and drove away the miracle workers.
Wale walifanya miujiza na sadakasa akawaambia tokeni.
The money changers.
Wale walikuwa wanageuza pesa.
Those who are selling doves.
Wale walikuwa wanauza jiwajiwa hapo ovyo ovyo.
Those who had turned the church into a marketplace.
Wale walikuwa mgeuza kanisa ilikuwa ni kama ni soko.
He drove them out.
Say,
my father's house. You, he's talking about you. Say, my father's house.
Nyumba ya baba.
must be a place of prayer. A place of fellowship. God wants to have fellowship with you. Don't you understand? He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come in. I have fellowship with you. Do you have fellowship with God? When was the last time you had fellowship with God? When was the last time you heard God speak to you? I'm not asking when you came to church last. When you heard the voice of God. When you were in communion with God. You know, God was having communion with Adam. And something happened. Adam began to run away from God. He began to sow leaves. He began to hide behind trees. He found many activities to fill up the emptiness in his soul. Many of us, we are filled with activities. Religious activities. When you live here now, when you live here in the next 1 hour, what will you go and do? The highest thing you can do is to go eat Easter rice. Or maybe chapati. Or drink some tea. That's the highest thing you can do. If you have money, maybe you can get some meat to eat. If you have money, the highest you can do is to watch television. But all those things, the Bible says, the meat for the belly for the meat. God is destroying two of them. But your soul, you are not preparing it. Your soul is not attended to. The temple of God is in waste. Jerusalem is broken down. The walls are broken down. Uncared for. But I want to tell you something. That is not everybody that is in that condition. That's why we came to tell you. There are those who are following hard after God. That those who have realized that they are in the New Testament. There are those who have realized that they are the temple of God. There are those who have realized that their mind is God's dwelling place. There are those who have realized that their emotions are God's dwelling place. And they are consecrating themselves. Say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And they're offering up themselves. Paul said, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, say, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The Bible is telling you that you are the sacrifice of God.
Where went your stabil?
And you must be a living sacrifice. Every day you must offer yourself up. God is coming to you. You are my dwelling place. A temple is a place God lives. God does not visit the temple and go away. God says, there is any man that hears my word and obeys it, I will come and dwell in
him.
I want to tell you that God has a plan. God has a time in which that plan must be completed. And I want to tell you that the time is running out. Paul said that the day is far spent. That the night is at hand. On the sixth day of creation, God created the first thing, he created the beast. Later on in the evening, say he created the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the sixth day of God's creation. God is raising a man. God is raising a man. Not a church goer. But God is raising a man. He says, a body has thou prepared for me. A body has thou prepared for me. Say, I'm coming for that body. Say, a glorious body without spot or wrinkle, blameless, holy, righteous, prepared. This body is the bride of Christ. The Bible says, as we have borne the image of the natural man, we must also bear the image of the man from heaven. A church that is ruled and controlled by the Spirit. I want to tell you something. God did not create you to eat chapati. You are of more value than chapati. Your soul is of more value. That was why he came and he died for your body. Say you are bought with a price. You must be of such a great value that God, Jesus, would die for you. Do you understand? He gave his life for you. There must be something in you that is of such a value. Say that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to him. God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world. God made Adam to have three natures. There were three natures in Adam. He made him from the ground. He breathed into Adam. And the Bible says Adam became a living soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the soul that sinned shall die. The soul of man is both heavenly and earthly at the same time. The soul of man is the most important creation of God.
It's
God's dwelling place. The Bible said that when a man dies, his body goes down to the ground. His spirit goes back to God. And the soul goes to God for judgment. And God made the soul of man to be controlled and ruled by the Spirit. God made you to be spiritual. God made you to be someone who will walk by the leading of the Holy Ghost. So he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. God is looking for sons. He's not looking for children. God is looking for sons. That's what we are here to tell you. God is looking for sons. So that he might bring many sons unto glory. Jesus came that he might bring many sons unto glory.
wana wengi katika utukufu.
A son knows the father's will.
Mwana anayua mapenzi ya baba yake.
A son knows the father's will and does it.
Na mwana anayua njia za baba yake na mawazo ya baba yake.
He's saying that the many will come and say, Lord, 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 Lord.
Wewe unasema kama unabia sema Bwana, 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 Bwana.
We have healed the sick. We have raised the dead. We were in so and so crusade. We were in so and so conference. He said, depart from me. Because you did not do my will. It's not just enough to know everything, to come to church, but you must do the will of God. He's looking for sons that will be led by the Spirit. And God says, your soul must be led by the Spirit of God. When Adam died, Adam was driven away from the presence of God. He fell into the realm of darkness. Bible says, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with God. Fellowship with God is in the realm of light. If you are not walking in light, then you are in darkness. There is no middle. Says some of you are neither hot or cold. Yeah, say you are neither hot or cold. Say, I will spit you out of my mouth. You are confusing God. Many of us are confusing God. We are neither hot, we are neither cold. We want to stay in the middle. The church of today, they want to stay in the middle. They want some darkness. They want some light. But God says that is confusing him. It's either you are light or you are darkness. If you have some light and darkness in it, it's darkness. It's darkness. Because God says God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Do you understand? God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So it's either you are light or you are dark. And you have a fixed time within which to walk in the light, within which the darkness in you must be taken away. He told Paul, go and take them from darkness into light. David said, thou will not leave my soul in hell or suffer thy holy one to see corruption. When a man is born into the world, you are born as a child of Adam. The Bible says Adam brought forth children after his own likeness. What was the likeness of Adam? Sin. He was in darkness. The Bible said that the God of this world has blinded the heart of them who do not
believe.
When a child is born, the soul is born in darkness. The soul is born into the realm of darkness. The soul is born into the kingdom of darkness. And the God of that kingdom is the devil.
Now, move forward from the Satan.
Says, you are of your father, the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is the father of everyone who is not in the kingdom of God. I didn't say anyone not in the church. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. I say God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So your soul must go from darkness
into light. Your soul must be delivered from darkness into light. That's what the whole business is about. To change the soul. So he says, I must put my law within. That is the business of the New Testament. Not just to bring the soul, but the nature of the soul must change. The nature of your mind must change. The condition of your emotions must change. There must be a change. Paul said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Are you being changed? Are you different from what you were 1 month ago? Are you a different person from what you were 2 months ago? If you are not being changed, they are wasting your time. The Bible says that these people are Sadducees. They do not believe in resurrection. They say there is no resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the death. Men today are dancing all over. They say it's Easter. They don't understand. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Resurrection is not a day. It is a person. It is a person. It is an experience. It's an experience you must be walking in. Mary said, no, no, no. When the day comes, you, my brother will rise. Mary speaks of the church. What? Mary speaks of the church. That does not believe in the resurrection. For them, resurrection is a day. To eat rice. To eat rice. Eat chapati. And enjoy. And say it's a holy day. Resurrection is a daily experience in which you change. So we are beholding the glory of God. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the working of the Holy Ghost. That's why you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why you were given the Holy Ghost, to change you, to bring about resurrection. Your mind must change from that Kikuyu mind to the mind of Christ. There are no Kikuyus in heaven. No Luo in heaven. There's only one man in heaven. It's Christ. Amen. So God said, Abraham, you must come out from your country. Must come out from your tribe. Must come out from your family. Into a land that I will show you. That land is called Zion. It is the city of the living God. It is the commonwealth of Israel. Say the church and assembly of the firstborn. To an innumerable company of angels. That's where he takes you to. You must leave family. As long as you are attached to family, you have denied Christ. As long as you have familiar spirit, as long as you are worshipping your tribe, you wake up in the morning and say, I'm so and so. You have denied Christ. As long as you come and say, I'm Kenya. I'm American. You have denied Christ. Because Christ is a nation.
Christ is a taifa.
It is a new kingdom.
ufalme mpya.
You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. Abraham came out.
Abraham akatoka.
And you sing the song, Abraham blessings are mine. You sing the song, Abraham blessings are mine. You want the blessing of Abraham. You want the prosperity of
Abraham.
But you do not want to do what Abraham did. Abraham is the father of faith.
Ibrahim baba iman.
To become the father of faith.
Kwa baba imani.
See, he believed God. And he was counted unto him for righteousness. For you to be walking in faith, you must come out. Say, come out from among them. Come out from among them. Say, what communion has light with darkness? The temple of God with idols. You are the temple of the living God. God is bringing a new priesthood. In the temple of God, there is a new priest. This priest doesn't have father or mother. Say, Melchizedek, he didn't have father or mother. He didn't have beginning of days or end of days. His priesthood is for an eternal generation. It is a priesthood of the Spirit. In the Spirit, nobody is interested who your father is. Nobody is interested in your tribe. Nobody is interested in your country. Because it is a priesthood of the Spirit. In the Old Testament, the only priests were sons of Aaron. Jesus was not a son of Aaron.
Yes, okay, man, Aaron.
So his own priesthood was not according to the Old Testament. Do you understand? He was the son of God. And in this New Testament, it is sons of God that are priests. God is speaking of a new priesthood. God is not looking for churchgoers. God is not looking for miracle receivers. He's not looking for prosperity receivers. He's looking for sons. A people of the Spirit. Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And he said, except you are born of the Spirit and of the water, you cannot enter the kingdom. It is one thing to see the kingdom. You sing of the kingdom. It's a wonderful place. In that kingdom, there is goodness. It's wonderful. It is another thing to enter. And if you do not enter, you have all men most miserable. The kingdom is for those who enter. Paul said, I'm running to win. See, all things that we are giving to me I have counted loss. Because he understood that this was a new game. Philippians says, I was a Pharisee. In this one now, Pharisee doesn't mean anything. I was from the tribe of Benjamin. The first king was from my tribe. See, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And he said all the things. Said, in this one, those things don't count. The only thing that counts, that I may enter. That I may found in Christ. Yeah. That I may found in Christ. What is your goal? What are you looking for? What are you seeking for?
I want to tell you that God has a measurement. And he's measuring every one of us. So the foundation of God standard sure cannot be changed. So I want to encourage you to look again at your Christianity. Paul said, examine yourself to see if you are still in the faith. I want to ask, encourage you to examine yourself. Are you walking in the old or in the new? In the new, you are the temple. God wants to dwell in you. You must separate yourself. You must come out. You must present yourself. You must begin to bring forth spiritual sacrifices unto God. The offerings of your heart. The thoughts of your mind. The things you are thinking of right now. Those are the offerings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things you feel when people hurt you. Your uncle took your father's land. How do you feel about it? That is the offering God is interested in. Not interested in your money. Hallelujah. So if somebody slap you on the right, you turn the other one. There's an offering God wants from you. He's measuring it. Is it up to standard? There was a rascal called Cain. I said, there was a rascal called Cain. There was one man called Cain. Cain in the Bible. The Bible says he was a vain man. He was vain. He said, it doesn't matter any offering God will take. And whatever he liked, he brought to God. But there was a righteous man. His name is called Abel. He brought an offering, a right offering to God. God will not take anything from you. He won't take anything from me. There is a right offering. God told Nehemiah, say, let them take away all those offerings they are bringing. They bring the blind. The bad offerings were the ones they brought to God. So I'm not interested in that one. God wants a right offering. God is looking for a right offering from you. From your heart. Not just any kind of offering.
It
must be the right offering. And that is the offering that God is requiring from men in the church right now. And those who are bringing that offering are sons. And we are believing that in the times that we shall be here, that God will enable us to share with you, to encourage you, to make a new offering to God, to offer yourself to the Lord. A holy and a living sacrifice that will be pleasing to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Barry to come and to lead us in prayer. To come and lead us in prayer to make a response. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has been speaking to us. And the sum of what he has been saying is that there is a new temple. And we are that temple. He also says there is a new offering. And we also are that offering.
And God is requiring us to begin to present our lives, to present our body, to present our mind, to present our desires, to present our emotions, our feelings, to present our will as an offering unto God. God wants to dwell in our soul. He wants to dwell in our personality. He wants to live within us and live out of us. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. The man that I used to be is dead, and yet I live again. But it is not I that is living now. It is now Christ. Our life must come to an end. That person that we were, that person that men knew, must terminate. That is what the cross is all about. And so today we must present ourselves before God. Say, Lord, I bring my mind to you today. I bring my thoughts to you. The way I think, the things I allow to dwell in my mind, I bring my feelings to you today. The feelings I allow to dominate my life, the anger, the jealousies, the things that dwell within my being, I want to present them to you today. I bring every stubbornness in my heart, that tendency to have my way, I want to lay it before you. I bring my desires before you, that thing within me that wants everything. I want to lay it before you today. Let's all begin to talk to the Lord. The Lord says, my son, give me your heart. We cannot bring an offering to God. Anything we do in the service of God, if the heart is not right, if the motive is not right, if the reason is not right, God will not accept that offering. God is telling us at this time that He is looking into the heart. He is examining the hearts, and He wants us to know that there are certain things He will not accept anymore. Yesterday was the times of ignorance. God is now commanding men everywhere to repent. We need to bring an offering of repentance before God today. You may think that what you think does not matter, so we allow all kinds of thoughts to dwell in our minds, all kinds of unclean thoughts, all kinds of wicked thoughts. But God says, I want to dwell in your mind. I will not share your mind with other thoughts. I will not share your desire with other thoughts. Bring an offering to God today. God, David said, create in me a clean heart. Ask God to do a new creation in you. For if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a clean heart. The new covenant is all about a clean heart. It is all about a right spirit, a right attitude, a right mind. Begin to speak to the Lord today. God is going deeper into our souls. He is going deeper into our hearts. He is looking for the change. He wants to do a new thing in our hearts. Let's just tell the Lord today, Lord, I bring an offering to you. He said, present your body, present your minds, an offering unto God. Make an offering to the Lord today. Until we present our mind, until we present our hearts, our money will not be acceptable to God. Our works will not be acceptable to God if the heart is not right before God. The altar must be right before God. The altar must be right. It is the altar that sanctifies the gift. If the altar is not right, the gift will not be accepted before God. Just bring your heart before God Allow the Spirit of God to begin to move upon your heart this month. Release your heart. Open it up to God. Ask the Lord to prepare you an altar. A place where spiritual sacrifices will be offered unto Him. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Just open up your heart. Hey. Oh, Habanda. Prepare me, Lord. Prepare me, Lord. God wants to touch us. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Habalushka Dali Tuyanda. Di Kokoloi Bahai. Intelia Kusumanda Kakakalbush. Yentuski Lokush Pataya Moshike Lutumahanda. Oh, Habulutuma Pendulu Hushandala Mandush. Di Kolimus. Intayuske Pokuse Tubahayakanda. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I don't know if you know this song. Say, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving to be a living sanctuary unto you. Let's just sing it together. Make that song an offering unto God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Ah, yes, Lord. I'll be a living sanctuary for you, Lord. Lord, prepare, oh yes, Lord, to be a sanctuary. Hallelujah, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Oh yes, I'll be a living sanctuary. One more time, Lord, prepare my heart, be a sanctuary, pure and holy, oh yes, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Oh yes, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this time, for this hour. Lord, for this offering. For this time of incense, the time of a new offering that you are requiring of your people. Said you require truth in the inward parts, that you are seeking true worshippers who will worship you in spirit and in truth. People who will draw near with a true heart, with a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, drawing near to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy in this hour of need. Lord, we thank you because you are going deep into the heart. You are raising up an altar again unto your people. We ask, Lord, today that the altar of the Lord that has been broken down might begin to be restored again. That the heart of the people might begin to return to you again. We pray today, Lord, that the offerings of your people might begin to be accepted again before you. That we might offer spiritual sacrifices. Lord, not carnal sacrifices. Lord, true spiritual sacrifices. That will be acceptable to you. For you say that we are a royal priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. We just pray tonight, Lord, today, Lord, that you begin to minister to our hearts. That might begin to prepare our hearts. Might begin to present our hearts. Might begin to give you our minds. Lord, that might give you our emotions. That might give you our will. Our entire personality. That you might begin to dwell in us. That people will see us and know a change. And see a change. That it is no longer I, but Christ. Lord, we just release your spirit today. Lord, to work in our hearts. To begin to prepare us. To begin to change. To begin to transform. Have your way, Lord, today. We pray for the remainder of this meeting. That you will anoint your people with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. That, Lord, it might begin to come into our hearts. That which you are preparing for your people. That which you are doing at this time. We bless you. Have your way, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.